The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. There's a professor of mechanical engineering at Duke University who says he has uncovered a new law of physics. Since 1995, Adrian Bajan has been applying and testing what he calls the constructal law, which, he claims, accounts for the design of all living and non-living things. Design. Scientists panic at the word and fear they'll be caught believing in a designer. A single uniform law of design, says Bajan, requires no designer. Asking who put the law there is like asking who started up gravity or who invented conservation of matter and energy. Everything on the planet, says Bajan, is part of a flow system, including flow systems. The planet itself is a flow system. The constructal law says that flow systems reconfigure themselves over time to become more efficient. Think soil erosion. A tree is a flow system for moving water from underground into the atmosphere, and if you tried to engineer a better structure to do it, you would fail. Ditto river systems, your lungs, your circulatory and nervous systems. Their tree-like structure is no accident, says Bajan. Neither are legs, fins, or wings. Do you ever feel like your life's work is picking up stuff and putting it down somewhere else? Shuffling paper, tickling a keyboard to shuffle information? All of us, says Bajan, are structures that facilitate flow. We locomote and carry things. We build wheels, conveyor belts, and vehicles. We pull minerals from the ground. We exchange ideas. Everything we build or make enhances some flow system because our minds mirror the single design principle that's everywhere. We can't conceive of anything else. This is where it starts to get tricky. Lying on the ground in a lush landscape, I'm easily convinced that I'm participating in the mega flow of the blue planet. If that sensation tunes me into a law of physics, well, that's cool. There's more. Flow systems reconfigure themselves to be more efficient. Which is to say, as time passes, flow systems change predictably. That, says Bajan, is evolution. Nothing more and nothing less. So we design vehicles that carry more stuff with less energy and that travel more densely down highways that erode the neighborhoods in their paths. Extraction industries extract and extract. Cities fill up with iron and with people who suck stuff in and send it to landfills. It can't be any other way, Bajan says, and that's where I get stuck, because I don't like that. But the Pope didn't like it when Copernicus suggested that the Earth revolved around the Sun, either. But I got questions. How does the constructal law square with the rest of physics, quantum theory, general relativity, and the march towards entropy? Where does genetics fit in? Bajan says that once you understand this concept, it will change the way you see everything. But people say that about learning to draw. The Wikipedia entry for constructal law asks for updates and notes. This reads like advertising. It is true, however, that science has little to say about the origin and persistence of design in nature. So I've done my part. I've passed this idea on to encourage the flow of new ones. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.